critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey, what is up, thinkers? Kathy Gibbons here. Welcome back to another episode of the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast, where you get a little harder to fool every time you listen. As I like to do, let's start off today's episode by reviewing a fallacy we covered earlier this season, the big brain, little brain fallacy. Okay, do you want to hit pause real quick and see if you can remember what that is? So the big brain, little brain fallacy happens when a leader tells their followers not to worry their little brains about something and just let the leader do all the thinking for them because they're smarter or they have superior thinking abilities. And yes, this does happen. So the question to ask yourself when someone's trying to convince you that you should think with their brain is this: is it really true that I should outsource my thinking to that person? All right, if you want to review or hear more about the big brain, little brain fallacy, go back and check out episode 158. Guys, if you are a parent like me, your hope is that your children will grow up to develop an unshakable faith. You and I both know the power and the importance of passing a strong biblical worldview on to our children. And that's why I'm super excited to introduce you to Summit Ministries. At Summit Student Conferences, which are like summer camps that they offer, your teen will continue to build a solid foundation that's rooted in a biblical perspective. So they have two-week conferences held all throughout the summer, and students will get to tackle complex issues head-on. Your teen is going to be personally guided by top Christian thinkers and apologists who illuminate the truth of our faith. My own daughter is attending the summer, and I can't wait to hear about her experience. I'm so happy that she gets to go. At Summit, not only will your teen cultivate a deep understanding of their own beliefs, but they'll also get to enjoy some super fun activities and go on adventures. They're going to develop friendships with like-minded teens who share their passion for God. So in short, Summit helps build a faith that will last a lifetime. So do you have a student between the ages of 16 and 22? Send them to Summit for 2 weeks this summer, either in Georgia or Colorado. Register before March 31st to lock in the early bird rate discount. That's $200. Plus, you can save an additional $200 with the exclusive promo code BRAINCELL24. If you want to learn more, just go to summitdoc.org/BRAINCELL. And yes, that link will be in the show notes. Okay, let's dive into today's new fallacy. It is called the fallacy of every and all. So the fallacy of every and all happens when someone makes a statement that contains words like every and all, as well as words like some and few, but then they mix those words up. And I know that might sound a little confusing. Let me give you an example and it'll make it super, super clear. Suppose I were to say, everyone knows someone, I'm someone, therefore everyone knows me. Okay, so you might chuckle and say that my logic is flawed, and you'd be right. In the argument that I'm making, everyone knows someone, the word someone means just some other person, right? They just know some random person. However, in the second part of the sentence, I've changed the word someone to mean a very specific person, me. What I've done is I've equivocated or I've mixed up the meanings of the word someone. And it might sound like I'm making some sort of clever argument or statement, but I'm really just mixing up words. And the problem behind the thinking here is that the person committing this fallacy is treating words like someone and everyone as if they're equally interchangeable with each other. And that's not actually the case. If this was algebra, they would be saying that X equals Y, when in reality, X does not actually equal Y. And yes, this fallacy may sound a little bit familiar, and that's because the fallacy of every and all is a combination of two fallacies you've already learned about: the part-to-whole fallacy, which we covered in episode 35, and equivocation, which we covered back in episode 14. They're equivocating the usage of certain words that shouldn't be equivocated. So this fallacy reminded me of this cute little story that I've heard several times in my life. It's kind of an example of this fallacy, and it definitely goes along. It's cute. It's a real world example because this little story is out there. It's an example of what this fallacy can sound like. So I thought I'd read this to you. It's called "That's Not My Job," and it goes like this. This is a story about four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to be done, and everybody was sure that somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry about that because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody could do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. Okay, is it confusing? Yeah. Well, that's what happens when somebody commits the fallacy of every and all. See what I did there? Somebody commits the fallacy? Okay, bad joke. Anyways, the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing the fallacy of every and all is this. Hold on, did they just mix those words up? Yeah, it's that simple, guys. Did they just mix those words up? Okay, hopefully that was a fun episode for you, but that's it for today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think, and it all starts with asking one simple question. Is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filteritthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram @filteritthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filteritthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast with